This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for a conversation with Becky Magura, CEO of PBS affiliate WCTE in the Appalachian town of Cookeville in central Tennessee. Where are we?
Where are we?
Yeah.
We are in the middle of Dogwood Park in Cookeville, Tennessee, at WCTE's Blues and Brews Craft Beer Festival.
I love it, which is the PBS affiliate for the region.
That's right. We're in the Upper Cumberland here in Middle Tennessee, and we are the only television station for a 75-mile radius.
Wow. Without you guys, they don't get TV.
Some people, it's absolutely the truth.
Rabbit ears.
Yes. For about 30% of our rural population, they still watch on an antenna, and we're it. We have four channels, you know, four digital channels.
Right.
And we started this craft beer festival to really do something to honor some of our local breweries, but also to bring something into our community that happens just sort of naturally in urban areas. And the money that we raise really goes to our operations at WCTE. We're a really small station, so this kind of an event not only is a great community engagement event, but it's a great fundraiser for us.
You're about the most rural PBS affiliate in America, aren't you?
Well, we're one of them, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, we've got 14 rural counties. Mm-hmm. Putnam County is the largest, and that's where we are right now. But when you look at some of these neighboring counties, they're some of the most at risk and impoverished, really, in the whole state. And so PBS is an important asset for this region. The work we do in education, the work we do in public safety, civic leadership, is really important and sustainable because of the community support.
Give us some specific examples.
Oh, well, we're a really strong, ready-to-learn station. And we have a great, great partnership with our school system here, Putnam County School System. They place a full-time teacher working with WCTE as our ready-to-learn coordinator, and they can take all those great tools from PBS. And they work with families and teachers and child care providers all across the Upper Cumberland. And, you know, I met a young woman just yesterday who watches our station on an antenna. She has a 7-year-old son. And she said, I don't know what I would do without you all. You were his preschool. We don't have anything else. And if it weren't for PBS and WCT in particular, well, he would be starting school not ready to learn. So we're excited about that. That's just one example. You know, with public safety, we have a great partnership also with the Putnam County EMS. And they really serve as a rural regional EMS station. And so we are building out a studio with them where we can go live anytime in an emergency. They already have a tower on our transmitter site, and they can reach every county in the Upper Cumberland. And so that's just another way that we're partnering. And the state just got a grant where we're going to interconnect with all the other PBS stations in the state to do this emergency data casting. So those are two other really incredible opportunities that we make a difference. And then when you think about civic leadership, we live in a kind of a divisive time. And I think we live in this time period where urban and rural feel so separate, and yet we're all the same. We all want the same. And I just love the fact that PBS has great content that helps us learn about the world. And more importantly, WCTE invests a lot in local programming to companion that.
Watching TV last night, I was watching one of your specials.
Right.
And talk about community television. Talk about being a showcase for the culture, for the people. That goes beyond the border of the region.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, and you know, what I love about public broadcasting is the fact that we are so community-centric. So you have this national content, but it is paired with local content to make the real deal. And here in the Upper Cumberland, we produce hunting, fishing shows. We produce football and basketball, music shows with hippie.
Yeah. you're going out to the world.
Oh, yes.
It's not for the community.
No, not just for the community. Like Bluegrass Underground is something that we produce with independent producers Todd Gerald and Todd Mayo, and it goes everywhere. And it's shot in a cave in this area. You know, it's so unique. And some of the other things we're doing locally are educational documentaries on adverse childhood experiences. We did a 6-part series on that. That also is going out to the world. And I think when you look at the kind of content we're producing on a day-to-day basis, I do a one-on-one interview with folks from this area. We do our county fair. That not only celebrates the people and shows their value and what they can bring to our conversation, but it also allows folks out in the United States to know what it's like living in a rural community.
That's really fascinating.
Yeah.
And you started here at this PBS affiliate, what, 21?
Aren't you sweet? I started actually as a student intern. I was the first student intern 38 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. I thought it was 21 years ago.
Oh, that's good, man. This is our 40th anniversary. The day the studio opened up, I walked in as a graduate student and got the first internship, and I've never left. I've had a variety of jobs.
Did you have any idea that you wind up CEO?
No.
I mean, that's so cool.
No, I never would have dreamed that. I'm so honored to lead the station. I really am. I'm so grateful for the faith that folks have had in me. And we have such an incredible team, you know, of our whole staff and our board and the community, really, the whole region. But I'm a native of this area. I'm a Cookeville native. So to be able to work for public broadcasting from your hometown and know the difference it's made, I know visually the difference it's made, and in my heart, the impact WCT's had on this rural region, because I've lived it. And I'm now also on the national PBS board, and that gives a voice at a national level about the importance of small stations, and I love that.
That's so cool. Talk to us about funding. That's a never-ending monster in the wings.
Yeah. It is. It's so challenging. You know, it's the hardest thing. We're a really tight, small budget. We try to run this station, 4 channels, full PBS member, a staff of 20 people on just over $2 million a year. And that's really hard. We're as diversified as we know how to be, and we're as entrepreneurial as we know how to be. I mean, we're having a craft beer festival today to raise money. We had a haunted half marathon this morning to raise money. And that's just a few of the things we do. But we diversify, but you know, our revenue continues to stay pretty flat. And the state and federal dollars are so important to our station. We might not even exist if it weren't for those federal and state dollars. And the difference that makes for someone like us is insurmountable, really, insurmountable. So we've worked that public-private partnership, those dollars, together to get where we need to go. But, you know, as the expenses go up and the revenue stays flat, it's really hard to keep your head above water. It really is.
It's predicated on real creative thinking, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Yeah. It is really creative thinking and dedicated people. You know, we have people who want to be here. They love this area. They're committed to working. They could go anywhere and make more money and probably maybe work less hours. But they know the impact WCTE has and PBS has on this rural region, and they're not going to go.
Let's loop back to you for a moment.
Yep.
You're CEO. You're sitting in the driver's seat.
Yes.
Buck stops here, but yet you're able to find a way to still manifest your creativity. You do a show.
Yes.
That's so cool.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Well, I love it. I started as an education. That was my passion. And then I got into production, and I've produced shows and documentaries, and I gained a skill of interviewing people like you. You have that incredible skill. And so I have a chance now. It's a call one-on-one with Becky Magura, and I have a chance to go around and visit folks from all across our region. And what's even cooler is a lot of times we'll have folks come through here, you know. We've had Anne Lamont and Eve Ensler, and just a whole lot of people. Bill Moyers, I actually interviewed Bill Moyers.
So the world comes to you.
The world comes to us. Every once in a while, the world comes to Cookeville. And we try to snag people when we can to really share their stories. And I love it. It does allow me to be creative. I work with our production team to put it together. But, you know, we really sit down and we just talk to people for a half hour and let everyone get a little glimpse of their life and what it means to be who they are.
To me, I'm just fascinated by the common person's story.
Yes, yes.
Isn't it just, and especially you guys here, you have the Scots-Irish roots.
That's right.
So talking story and tales are an integral part of the community.
Well, it's very much part of the culture. I think people in this area, they know how to be true storytellers because it is just who they are. The World Channel, which operates out of WGBH Boston, came here. They do a series called Stories from the Stage, but they have never produced it outside of Boston until Liz Cheng, who is the CEO, called and said, would you consider allowing us to come down and shoot a Stories from the Stage in your area? And I was like, that would be awesome. So our team worked with her team. We put it together. We produced it at our Cumberland County Playhouse in the neighboring county. And you know what? We had 8 storytellers from this rural region that did such a fabulous job. And when we were done, Liz said, we would never have gotten those stories in Boston. And I said, no, because they're who we are. And so I think it gave her the idea that, you know, we need to be capturing stories from all over the country.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
And that's my joy. That's,
yes.
You know, I'm blessed to be able to travel around the country. Yeah.
Well, I love what you're doing. And I just am a fan and so glad that you came our way. I am so excited you're here.
I am too, but I'm bummed that our time is so tight, which means I'm coming back.
Oh, good.
And we'll spend a day or two together.
That sounds fabulous. I would love that. I would love to show you so many places and introduce you to so many people in this region and really have a chance to capture some of the local music and hear some of those great stories.
I'm coming back.
Good. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
My name is Becky Magura. I'm the CEO of WCTE Upper Cumberland PBS. And if you'd like to know more, go to WCTE.org.
Becky, thanks again.
Thank you.
And I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Tennessee. We'll see you here.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.